This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
We're with author Clint Werner. His book is Marijuana, Gateway to Health. And I do want to say information provided on this show is neither intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice. Clint, are you there? Clint, looking for Clint Werner. Looks like we're having a technical opportunity. Okay, and so this is KBOO Community Radio. This is our happy membership drive. So at this time of the year, we try to bring you special programming that really joggles your mind and gives you an opportunity also to pick up a really good book. That's something that we really especially push during the membership drive is reading books. Can you imagine? Extremely radical. And so I just, you know, while we're getting Mr. Werner back on the phone, I do want to say Marijuana Gateway to Health. We are making this book available for a $60 minimum pledge. And in a few moments, we're going to go back to my super cool pals in the Palace of Pledge. So to give you an opportunity to pledge a certain amount of a contribution to this radio station and get a copy of this book, $60 a year, that's only $5 a month. So we'll get back to that in a moment. We think we've got Clint Werner on the phone. Clint, are you there?
I'm here.
Don't you
here
love?
Here I am, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fine. Isn't live radio incredibly live?
Yeah, well, you know, technology is a great servant, but sometimes it goes AWOL.
Just as soon as you start really relying on it.
Right.
Clint, tell us about this book, Marijuana, Gateway to Health. What brought you to this book?
Well, I'd been involved in the medical marijuana movement really since my best friend died of AIDS and I was his caregiver and I saw how much it did for him. And I was just, you know, scared at times when he was in the hospital to provide it to him, and I thought that was just criminal, you know, not that we should be criminals, but it was criminal that it was prohibited from him. So I worked on the campaign to pass medical marijuana and here in California, and when I saw how big an issue it was going to be, I decided to just sort of start covering the history and the politics and the medicine of it. And then it's a story that went on and on and on, but really about 4 or 5 years ago, some amazing scientific discoveries came through, and these involved suppression of cancer, the suppression of Alzheimer's disease, and as more of these studies came through showing this activity, I felt like people needed to know it. No one was talking about it. No one was taking these studies and pulling them all together and explaining them in sort of a cohesive theory and idea about what's happening. And so that's why I wrote Marijuana Gateway to Health. Yeah. So people can know that the cannabinoids in marijuana really supplement chemicals we make in our bodies that work to prevent disease, interrupt disease process, and trigger our intrinsic repair mechanisms. And it's a pretty miraculous discovery to find out how effective these compounds in the marijuana plant are for guarding our health.
All right. And, you know, to me, what's remarkable about medical marijuana, I'm not going to say crusade, the movement around medical marijuana, it comes alongside a deeper realization that the pharmaceutical drugs that we're given have a lot of unintended side effects. To me, one of the things that's really interesting about medical marijuana is about the side effects. And so recently I got a press release at my day job, antipsychotic drug use in Washington State is being studied by health policy professor Jay Kennedy at Washington State University. They're looking at the positive and negative effects of antipsychotic medications used in the Medicare population. And it's like sometimes, Clint, when I was growing up, I just assumed that doctors knew what they were doing. And I assumed that if there was a drug on the shelf, that it must be good for you. And so this whole part, like I'm thinking, I just want to put this out to you. Part of this issue around medical marijuana comes down to our realization that these pharmaceutical drugs are not really good for us. Anyway, I didn't know if you felt like talking about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with you. That's one of the amazing things is that medical marijuana has so few deleterious side effects, really almost none. if you avoid smoking. And the smoking isn't that bad because the positive effects are so good that they override the effects of smoking. But it's true, compared, you know, and in conjunction with that, it's very frustrating because the government has such blockades against doing research on medical marijuana in human beings, but you can study all kinds of proposed drugs if you've got a pharmaceutical lobbyist out there working for you with the corporations. And they have vastly more debilitating and significant side effects than marijuana does. It's really quite amazing. And the other thing is, talking about the psychiatric drugs, the pharmaceutical psychiatric industry, they keep moving the goalposts. They keep expanding out the definition of what is a treatable psychiatric illness so that they can push more drugs into the population. Mm. And I tell you, marijuana, it's really interesting because I was looking at a study just the last few days. It's alcohol and cannabis use and mortality in people with schizophrenia and related psychotic disorders. And they found that people who are psychotic patients, schizophrenic patients, who use cannabis have a significantly longer life expectancy than psychotic people who are not.
Mm. Hey, Clint, so, I have to jump in here really quick.
Okay.
This is our Happy Membership Drive, and we are offering copies of your book, Marijuana Gateway to Health, to people who call and make a contribution to the radio station today. And so I'm joined by a couple of the bad boys of KBOO Talk Radio.
Yes.
Take it away.
Yes.
Yeah,
hey,
we're
Jeff.
Bad boys.
You guys are bad boys.
Uh-huh.
You're very bad.
Bad boys. What you gonna do when the marijuana comes for you?
I don't know.
Pass
Rejoice?
The duchy on
Celebrate?
The left-hand side.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm
Give
saying.
Give the number.
All I know. All I know is you will not
He's
hear
not
a discussion of a serious discussion of the medically valuable effects of marijuana anywhere on the dial, but at KBOO.
Yeah, and I think that deserves your support. That's some a little quo for your quid. You know.
A little quo for your quid.
877-500-5266. Yeah, I was trying to, you know, riffing on some Latin there. It didn't quite work.
No, but, you know, it's right. It's good of you to try. I really feel that you, listening out there, know how valuable this station is to you. We know that a significant percentage of people who listen to the station don't regularly contribute to the station. And we know that maybe you don't know that we are absolutely, positively, completely dependent upon your support. So, if you're, wherever you are, it's time now to make a commitment to the station, to make sure its programming continues, the excellent music, the wonderful public affairs, and so on. And in order to do that, you need to call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Put that splib down and, you know, come on. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
Now, we do just what Lisa does here, Joe and I, on Tuesday mornings.
Yeah, but not as well.
Not as gracefully, nor as intelligently, nor as wittily as Lisa does.
Yeah.
That's my mother calling.
That's Lisa's mother calling. But what I'm getting at here is that the discourse, the back and forth, the give and take that arises spontaneously out of every 8 a.m. talk show here on KBOO,
yeah,
is unique to the radio.
I mean, it's unique to say discourse on the radio.
Like, yes. And if that's not a commentary on our times, I don't know what is.
Yeah, really.
This deserves your support. This sort of radio, this sort of organic, grassroots, on-the-air community that is KBOO requires your support. Can't exist without your support. Pick up the phone, 877-500-5266.
Really? And where else, I mean, honestly, where else on the dial, on television or anything, are you going to hear a rational, serious discussion of the medical values of marijuana?
Right.
Why not?
And where else is that conversation going to be interspersed with bursts of juvenile humor? Right here on
KBOO. Right
KBOO.
Here on KBOO. Thanks a lot for pitching in, you guys. I almost said thanks a lot for calling, you guys. Anyway, that number two call, if you want to contribute to the radio station and get a copy of this book, Marijuana, Gateway to Health, that number is 1-877-500-5266. Hey, listeners, This KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from, check this out, and a grant from Aladdin Theater, presenting former member of the Monkees and solo artist Michael Nesmith tonight at 8 p.m. right here in Portland, Oregon. Tickets and information for Michael Nesmith at the Aladdin box office and aladdin-theater.com. Awesome. I just had to totally jump in with that. Clint Werner, talk a little bit more about the research you did on this book, Marijuana, Gateway to Health.
Well, I could not believe what I was finding out as I started to write it. And I was going to write it as more of a lighthearted book that was just sort of a pat on the back to stoners to say, hey, don't worry, don't let them scare you, don't let them get you down, you're not doing anything terrible for your health. But the more I did the research, and I went to this great website, PubMed, which publishes all the peer-reviewed science that's published, and it's the abstracts are there for the public to read, and I just trolled through this website on and on. More and more studies came out showing that marijuana, the cannabinoids in marijuana, THC and now CBD, we're finding they have incredible anti-tumor activity in colon cancer, breast cancer, bile duct cancer, pancreatic cancer, melanoma, lymphoma, lung cancer, brain cancer, head and neck cancer. It's really quite amazing how protective these molecules are that come from the marijuana plant. So I started looking at that, and then Alzheimer's, I had seen some studies that had come out that the researcher said there's nothing available that is as effective as THC for preventing the pathology that leads to Alzheimer's. So I started looking at that, and once again I was amazed, and I called some of the researchers or emailed with some of the researchers. And Gary Wink, who is a neurologist from Ohio, a professor of medicine, his motto is, a puff is enough, because one puff of marijuana a day is enough to protect the brain from the aging changes that lead to Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia.
Mm-hmm. I do have to jump in and say information provided on this show is neither intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice and is not intended to replace the services of a physician, nor does it constitute a doctor-patient relationship. Had to get that out there. Clint, you're touching on the dosage issue, and also I just want to be clear, you're also staying, you just said, you know, one puff a day, but you're really talking about not necessarily smoking amounts of marijuana, but talk a little bit about like the optimum means of consumption for, say, for example, someone who's a cancer patient. My mom was a surgical nurse for 45 years, and she lives down in California, and she says cannabis is the only substance for cancer, especially people going through cancer treatment where all of the side effects are positive. Talk about in your research what the optimum consumption methods.
Well, it depends on what the ailment is, but the problem with smoking is that, like cigarettes, combusting the plant material produces harmful particulate compounds and gases that are carcinogenic and displace oxygen in the blood. Now, you don't get nicotine like you do with cigarettes. You get THC, and the THC, amazingly enough, counteracts a lot of that harm. But still, if you're ill, it's better to reduce the harm by not smoking. And vaporization is a really great method of administration because through inhaling, you get a really rapid response. In other words, it goes through the lungs, into the bloodstream, and right up to the central nervous system. So you get a really rapid onset of the effects, unlike eating it, where it can take anywhere from a half hour to an hour and a half to experience the onsets. And you can't control those effects as well. So vaporization takes the gases and the particulate matter out of the delivery system and just gives you the beneficial mist, the vapor, that you can sort of take small puffs of, wait a few minutes, see if you've had an effect, and find your way between getting the effect and getting high. You know, you might get a little mood alteration, a little euphoria, which is good for someone who's ill, but you can gauge that better by vaporization. Also, there are tinctures, which you can take orally, usually in alcohol or glycerin, and they work more slowly than inhaling, but they can really be effective for some people. who have symptoms where they don't need the rapid onset, where it's more of a long-term treatment, and they can take some at night before bed, improve their sleep, and then get some of these effects.
Here's an interesting thing. I think I'm going to have to come out a little bit in this show more than I would normally. A caller just called up and said that Oregon Health Science Universities will deny organ transplants to medical marijuana cardholders. I saw an article about that in the newspaper last week or the week before, and this caller said he has to give up his card to get the surgery. I was a kidney donor almost 10 years ago, about 8 years ago, and I had been a recreational marijuana smoker. And I do want to come out and say that the doctors that I went through and dealt with at the Mayo Institute, they told me that that was not an issue at all. So if you're that fascinates me a little bit. And I don't know that you're ready to launch or talk about that, Clint. And in a minute, we are going to give people an opportunity to get a copy of this book. But Clint, I just wanted to take a second to
To me, it's sadistic. It's a policy that's not based in science. It's generally based in superstition. There's a little evidence from one study, I believe, that smoking marijuana can increase fibrosis in people who have Hep C, but that is not a definitive study, and there are other studies that show that it actually helps people comply with their medication and help them eat and feel better and do better with transplants if they're using a little marijuana. And there's also, speaking kidney, which I am pretty in awe of you donating a kidney. That's an amazing thing to do. I mean, that is an amazing thing to do. That's above and beyond. But there's evidence, and I wish I had the study here, but I've got so many different abstracts printed out that I can't quite access it. But that THC, marijuana, preserves kidney function and helps to preserve kidney function where there's been a restriction of blood flow to the kidneys.
There's a lot to know about that, and actually not enough research. And we do want to go to our friends in the Palace of Pledge, I believe. I see that the Magical Engineering Pixie is juggling phones. But anyway, Joe and Abe, we are talking about giving people an opportunity to get this book, Marijuana Gateway to Health. It's only a $60 pledge. That's only $5 a month, and I really like to encourage people to come in person. Here, we are located at 20 Southeast 8th in Portland, Oregon. Stop on by. You can even sign up for a volunteer training while you're here. But Joe and Abe, tell people how to get copies of this book.
Well, first of all, we have to tell people the Palace of Pledge is always open and eager to see you. That's number one. Number two, all you need to do is call 877-500-5266 and make a pledge of what is the amount of money we want for this book?
$60 a year.
$60. It's nothing. KBOO.FM, 877-500-5266. You get the marijuana book, you read it, and then...
And you're through the gate to health. You're through. You're on the other side.
Kaboom.
Yeah, there it is.
You know, the book is actually made of marijuana.
This book was actually printed in the United States, which is nice to see. It looks like it was locally made here, probably somewhere in the West. And the author, Clint Werner, he's coming out of San Francisco, as we like to say.
Who is it that likes to say that?
Me. How cannabis protects us from cancer and Alzheimer's disease. This is radical information. And I have to say, listeners, if you haven't given us a call, 1-877-500-5266. If you haven't given us a call to get a copy of this book, you're making a mistake, because even if you're already a member, this is an awesome gift. I mean, I can imagine there's a lot of people that are getting their cancer diagnosis right now. There's people in their families that are finding that maybe they have early onset Alzheimer's, a whole array of really horrifying health issues that leave you feeling like you're powerless. And to be honest with you, I may or may not agree with absolutely every single solitary thing that I read about medical marijuana or about pharmaceuticals, both, but letting people that you know that are in crisis in your family have access to more information is always a good thing. And I think that's KBOO's role, basically.
Yes, indeed.
That's what we do. And that's why we have super cool people like Clint Werner coming on the air and talking about this book, Marijuana Gateway to Health.
And not to mention the rationalization involved herein. Okay, no, really, folks, seriously, you need to make make a call, and you need to do it right now. You need to support this radio station because it is you who makes the station run. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM.
You know, and if marijuana's not your, you know, cup of tea, we've got other
marijuana
stuff.
Marijuana, cup of tea,
we've got
tea.
Other stuff. For $120 minimum donation, you get a Democracy Now! T-shirt. Very chic, very stylish, very hip. You also, for $120 minimum donation, can get a 4 GB KBOO audio flash drive. This is packed to the brim with recorded talks by Ralph Nader, Helen Caldicott, David Barsamian.
Packed to the brim.
Winona LaDuke, Noam Chomsky, Derek Jensen, and on and on and on.
Thought
Amy
leaders.
Goodman.
Thoughtful people. This is exactly what you want to. You want to unleash this in the universe. You get a copy of this, you listen to it, and then you send it to your mom. That's what I do.
That's a very good idea.
No,
my whole family is
idea.
Transformed by that experience.
In fact, anytime I get anything, I send it to your mom.
Yeah, her name is Betty. She'd love to hear from you. But yeah, this is our Happy KBOO membership drive. Listen, people, I mean, we need people to step up, pick up your phone, and give us a call and make a contribution to this radio station. 877-500-5266. Get a copy of this book. You know, $60 minimum pledge for the whole year. That's, you know, I like to suggest that people make a 1 hour's wage per month pledge to KBOO. So if you make minimum wage, it's $8.95 an hour. That's like $100 a year. You know, anyone that has a job could probably do that. It's not like the arts tax, right? We're not coming after you.
That's true.
But it's this voluntary. This is like you helping make the world a better place. How do they do it, people?
Well, it's really easy. All you have to do is pick up your telephone or telephone-like device and go dial or punch 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Or if you happen to be online, and many of your devices will do that too, is KBOO.FM.
You know, I really like this notion of pledging 1 hour's wage every month. Like, if you play for the Trailblazers, for example, we would gladly accept your pledge of 1 hour's wage.
Oh, yeah.
Every month.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, or if you happen to own the Trailblazers, we'd also accept your pledge of 1 hour.
Name names, man. Yeah. Name names. Come on, man.
All right, LaMarcus Aldridge and Paul Allen, come on. Pick
come
up
on,
the phone.
You guys. Come 877-500-5266.
Become a member of KBOO today.
Forget the sneaks. Go with KBOO. 877-500-5266 and online, KBOO.FM.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for call. Thanks for again. Thanks for calling, Joe and Abe, calling in. You know, and I do want to say the Blazers have worked with KBOO on fundraisers the past several years. They do this thing where, like, once a year or so, they invite a KBOO person to come and, like, do free throws. You know, when you think about the KBOO community, our community is vast, and it's not always what you think. So 1-877-500-5266. We're going to bring it on back to Clint Werner, Marijuana Gateway to Health. Our guest today, we have him live on the phone, is Clint. He has written this book. I want to go over some of the chapters really quickly because this is such a big topic. Someone could write a book about it, right, Clint? Anyway, he starts out just talking about the science, part one, the endocannabinoid system, talking about the lung cancer connection and other cancers, going over an overview of the Alzheimer's and dementia research that's out there. Cannabinoid deprivation system. I want to get into this later in the hour because Clint is not glossing over all this stuff. He's talking about the limitations and things that you could do that are not really helpful for you regarding cannabis. Part two, he's looking at the fall and rise of medical marijuana from sacred plant to evil weed in just 6,000 years. I want to ask you about that in a minute. Double-blinded trials, case histories, research and commerce, some of the political activism, and then, you know, towards the end, he's looking at the marijuana renaissance and who should not use marijuana. These are really deep issues. Clint, so if you're based in San Francisco, talk a little bit about the backlash of the federal government against the cannabis cafes down there, because this whole thing has been set up as a health alternative. So what is the involvement? What is your take as a journalist on how the federal government is just zeroing in on everything in around cannabis legalization or even relaxation of criminalization? What's the federal government doing? Why are they doing it?
You know, it's amazing how vicious they've been, because Obama came in and said he was going to
not really endorse
a policy of not interfering with dispensaries and production methods and such.
But that's not what happened, though, right?
No, no. He came. These federal attorneys came in and just attacked so viciously and so severely, and his administration has actually prosecuted and imprisoned people, whereas the Bush administration would shut them down but would not bring charges. But the Obama administration is bringing charges and pushing for mandatory sentencing of these people who are good and decent people who are following state law, producing a helpful, nearly harmless substance for people to use in lieu of more harmful pharmaceutical agents, or where there are no agents available. And so it is really frustrating, and I think what it is there's such an industry. There is the huge prison industrial complex where people who are cannabis growers or distributors or frequently users are funneled into this modern slave system where corporations pay, 50 cents or a dollar a day to get prison labor. And they're private prisons that are run for profit, so you have to keep them full to make a profit. I mean, the whole thing is a mess, and it's just so immoral and un-American that that's one reason I think we really do need to push legalization wholesale, complete legalization, to just end this, what I call a carnival of cruelty.
Okay, so I want to change gears a little bit and dig into, we've touched briefly on cancer, like use of medical marijuana for people, especially people that are going through cancer treatment, right? We touched really briefly on this issue about the organ transplants, because here in Oregon, this came out a couple weeks ago. That's a recent thing. Talk a little bit about the Alzheimer's connection, because here in Oregon, on this show, we've had our wonderful friend John Bartholomew from the Alzheimer's Association of Oregon talking about how little research there's been about Alzheimer's in general, let alone anything that can help people cope with it. Talk a little bit about your research into Alzheimer's and cannabis.
Well, it is a terrible problem, because there's this huge group of baby boomers and are coming up to the age at which Alzheimer's is likely to strike a large number of them, or us, as I should say, and it's going to be a huge problem in terms of expenses and cares, because Alzheimer's is probably, I think, the worst disease you can experience. You lose your sense of self, your ability to function. And I've been talking to people, and it really seems that there's some sick and twisted biological function of Alzheimer's that reduces biological activity that causes the body to die. Alzheimer's patients, this is just a theory of mine, but they live on and on and on. It's almost like the part of the brain is compromised that facilitates the degeneration of the body. This is just an idea, but I just see these poor people live on and on and on in a vegetative state. And this is horrible. So what's interesting is that researchers from Scripps Institute, one of the most respected human research institutes in the world, did a study with THC and Alzheimer's, the pathology of Alzheimer's, and they found that THC changes the environment that leads to Alzheimer's, attacks the plaque that interrupts the transmission of thought signals in the brain, and attacks this plaque and breaks it up and disperses it, also prevents the tangle of nerves inside the cell, and then, amazingly enough, triggers adult hippocampal neurogenesis, which is the production of healthy new replacement brain cells. So you get this activity against the development of Alzheimer's, this attacking of the pathology of Alzheimer's to stop it and reverse it, and then the production of new brain cells to repair. And there's nothing available that does this. And what is so frustrating is to know this, and to know that the research into this and the application of this is hobbled by ignorant, primitive, racist-based policies of prohibition from the 20th century, the early part of the 20th century. And we're still stuck with those and encumbered by them. Mm.
This is Wednesday Talk Radio. I'm your host. My name is Lisa. We're live on the phone with author Clint Werner. His book is Marijuana, Gateway to Health. And I just have to state this again. Information provided on this show is neither intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice and is not intended to replace the services of a physician, nor does it constitute a doctor-patient relationship. Disclaimer time. Clint, we just had a caller. Normally, this is a call radio show, but when we do our membership drive, we try to really dig down into the author, into your experience and the book that you have. But someone called and said, what about the economic and corporate influences used to make cannabis illegal in the first place? And I know you touched on that a little while ago, but this issue about the Alzheimer's research, right? And why is it that we have these pharmaceutical drugs? We've had a number of guests on this show, Wednesday Morning Talk Radio, talking about the failures of pharmaceutical medicine and why do we all assume that they are some sort of cure when they create a whole other crop of problems. And I know that you have some chapters in this book about the activism. Talk about the economic and corporate influences that are really getting in the way maybe someone might argue that getting in the way of proper research into Alzheimer's. Why haven't we done more research into Alzheimer's and how that has impacted just research on cannabis as well? Just dig into that a little bit more, corporate and economic influences.
Wow, well, that's pretty complex because it comes from so many different angles. There's not a lot of interest by pharmaceutical companies in researching cannabis because it's a plant. And it can't be patented. There is a company from Great Britain called GW Pharmaceuticals that has patented extraction and production methods for whole cannabis remedies, but these are so slow in getting tested, and it's really, there's such an over-cautious approach to this, whereas I remember when AIDS was a problem, a lot of drugs were fast-tracked.
Uh-oh. I think we lost our guest, Magical Engineering Pixie. It looks like he wiggled off the phone line. So this is Wednesday Talk Radio. Okay, listeners, I'm going to talk to the engineer for a second. Clint's voice has disappeared. Okay, so we're going to try to get Clint, and he might even still be talking on his phone. Anyway, this is live radio. Isn't it exciting what happens during live radio? And we are trying to get back on the phone with Clint Werner. He's the author of Marijuana, Gateway to Health. This book is available for a KBOO membership, and that's only for a $60 minimum pledge. To get that, give us a call in the Palace of Pledge at 1-877-500-5266, or come in person. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. We're located in Portland. I'm putting this out. This book, Marijuana, Gateway to Health, this is a really great introduction book to someone that maybe is not very familiar with this issue. Because when it comes to cannabis research, cannabis advocacy, some of the stuff gets very, 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 very deep and detailed. But if you have a family member or someone you know that's just gotten a health diagnosis, this is a fabulous gift for them. And we have Clint back. Clint, don't move your chin because you probably hung up on your phone.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on an old-fashioned landline that usually prevents that, but something's
awesome.
Going on.
The supermoon. It could very well be the supermoon. Clint, in about 4 minutes or so, we're going to go back to the Palace of Pledge and give people more opportunities to get a copy of this book. But
Should I just pick up where we were?
Sure, go ahead.
So yeah, we're talking about Alzheimer's and the barriers.
Economic and corporate influences,
right,
getting in the way of proper research being done that can actually benefit people. I mean, I don't know why I get the sense that the system doesn't benefit people. Well, I don't know why I have that sense.
Yeah, well, like I said, there's this one company that's producing some cannabis remedies, but they're very restricted in the rate of development and testing. And the problem with that is, using that remedy is going to cost you, if you decide to go that way, 20 times more than cannabis that you would get from a dispensary. And it's grown in Great Britain, and why should we be sending money to Great Britain when we have the best cannabis cultivation areas in the world here in Oregon, Washington, and Northern California, Southern Oregon and Northern California especially. So that becomes a problem. But there's not a lot of incentive to develop cannabis remedies, because it's hard to bring them to market. There's also, the pharmaceutical companies want to develop very profitable ones, but the other realm of pushback is, I think, within the alcohol beverage industry. They fund a lot of anti-marijuana propaganda, and they see marijuana as displacing a lot of their profits.
Wow. I have to come out and say that, well, you know, actually, I'll bring this. Oh, so people have been calling. Normally, this is a talk radio show, so the Magical Engineering Pixie's been writing their questions down on candy wrappers, and there's some awesome questions people have. Clint, can you talk about topical creams, THC topical creams, and where do you get them?
They're great. This is an amazing field that no one could use or think about when it was exclusively a black market, because you didn't have enough cannabis to experiment in this area. But people, there's a company here, Hercules Health Center. It's a dispensary and also a development company. And they have a product called External. It's a spray. They have External Cream. They have a therapeutic mud. And I'm into a lot of dog sporting events. So I go into these rural areas with a lot of people who are not necessarily pro-cannabis, but they're getting older, and some of them have arthritis or pain or whatever, and I give them, I'm a pusher, I give them these topicals, and they use them, and they're amazed because there is powerful anti-inflammatory activity. They don't enter the blood and cause any type of mind-altering effects, but they're really effective for pain. Mm-hmm. And I burned myself about a year ago, grabbed something that was too close to a burner on the countertop, had a couple of little third-degree burns on my fingers, was hurting up to my elbow or shoulder, that radiating pain, went in, grabbed some cannabis topical cream because I'd heard it was good for burns, put it on, the pain stopped within 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. There was no blistering, no redness. I couldn't believe it, and I said to myself, why aren't there buckets of this in every burn unit, on every first responder truck? You know, there is, because it was so effective. I used to be a professional natural food chef, and you get a lot of burns when you're a professional chef. Mm-hmm. And I never had anything that worked like this to stop the pain and to stop the tissue damage.
Clint, we do have to go back to the Palace of Pleasure. When we come back, I want to talk about, you're going to think I'm a nut, but you mentioned dogs and dog training or whatever, and I want to talk a little bit about my dog and medical marijuana. But we are back with Joe and Abe in the Palace of Pleasure.
Yes, we are.
What should people be doing right now, you guys?
Well, well, right away, they should get some burn cream and smear it all over themselves. But after that, they should call us at 1-877-500-5266 and make a pledge. Whether it's $60 or $6,000, the station needs it. You'll feel good about it, and it'll maintain the constant wonder of great music, great programming, great argument, great discussion, all of which is available to you at KBOO. So that's 1-877-500-5266, online, KBOO.FM.
We'd like to thank Patricia from Newburg, Maureen from Battleground, Karen from Portland, all of whom called up during Lisa's show to become members of KBOO. Folks, let these people be an example to you of how you can become part of the KBOO community and support this sort of programming. This programming, which is so valuable to your life, which helps you get a handle on an increasingly complex and confusing world. Without KBOO, my friends, you would likely be adrift.
Yes, adrift, lost in
the swamps
of
commercial radio
and lies and distortions. We cut through all that, saving your life, presenting you, putting you on the island of truth. 1-877-500-52.
But don't worry, there's a radio. There's a radio on the island of
truth.
There's
always a radio on the island of truth. 1-877-500-5266 at KBOO.FM.
We'd also like to thank some of the restaurants nearby who are helping support our staff of volunteers as they man the phones and woman the phones here to take your pledges. Crema Bakery and Cafe, 2728 Southeast Ankeny Street. The Hush Hush Cafe. 433 Southwest 4th Avenue, and Sizzle Pie, 624 East Burnside Street. These businesses are members of a regional web of enlightened capitalists who also support this radio station and who will give you breaks on their goods and services if you present your KBOO membership card upon entering their fine establishments. That's what community is. That's how you show your appreciation for this radio station, by becoming a member and by supporting the businesses that also help KBOO survive.
It's okay. Very important that you make a contribution to this station, because the reality is we have no other means of support.
Give the number again. Give it again.
Okay, I'll give the number again. 1-877-500-5266. 1-877-500-5266.
Thanks, you guys.
And KBOO.FM.
Thanks. Let's bring it back to Clint Werner. And people, I really want to thank all the people that are calling during this segment. And don't forget to come in person. We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Anyway, Clint, you had mentioned something about... Clint, hey, Magical Engineering Pixie, are you there? You should probably turn off the pledge drive. This is such live radio. It's just live. I don't know if it's the super moon. It's extra live. I don't know.
And I'm still here. That's the good news.
Right on, Clint. And, you know, so, Clint, you had mentioned this about you. Did you say that you have dogs, like you did activities
with
dogs?
Yeah, I'm a dog nut.
My dog, I have a dog who is a Lhasa Apso, but he has a congenital defect. His spine is fusing, and it's a very unusual thing. And for the most part, Lhasa Apsos are extremely healthy dogs. They should live to be 20 years, but he's only about 8. Oh. And this is a fatal condition. We were so heartbroken when the vet told us it's not only fatal, but it's painful. It's very painful. And his spine, it's like... he's growing a hump in his back even as we watch, right? So I thought about, like, the vet said there's nothing you can do. Put him in a playpen and just give him whatever he wants, is what the vet said, because she was basically saying he's going to die. So I started thinking, and I thought, I actually put this out on Facebook. Does anybody know anything about medical marijuana in dogs? And a couple people direct messaged me, and they were specifically looking at the use of hash in food, right? And given to their dogs. And we're talking about everyone that responded to me, their dogs had cancer, specifically cancer in dogs, which is really awful, because it's a dog, you know, it's your pet. But, you know, if you're a human and you have cancer, you know you've got a major health problem. With a dog, you're talking about spending $5,000, $10,000 potentially for treatment for a dog, and probably not even going to be successful. So I started dosing the dog with smoke in his ears, right? You probably haven't followed this, but in Colorado, there have been these hysteria stories since marijuana was legalized in Colorado. Some television stations have done stories about how it's toxic for dogs. And I mean, I looked this up online. But when I blew very small amounts into the ear of my dog, not very often, I'm going to say like once every 2 to 3 weeks, it seems to loosen up his back. It's like you had said, anti-inflammatory. Seems
anti-spasmodic too.
Yeah. And so, because one of the biggest worries that I have is that he does have pain spasms. The vets, they gave me this pharmaceutical for the dog, but this pharmaceutical causes seizures. It's like that. You look at it, it's like if you give the dog too much. My worry was, what if the dog has like an uncontrollable pain thing? What can we do? And do we have to take him to the vet and blah, 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 blah. But what struck me as remarkable was that these television reports out of Colorado were saying that marijuana is toxic for dogs. And these television reporters, basically, I got this sense that the dogs were eating pot brownies. Okay, chocolate, one of the most toxic things that you could ever let a dog eat. But talk a little bit about that. I know that's wacky, but like for your dog.
I saw an abstract, medical abstract from Colorado from a veterinary clinic, and they were saying that they had, I don't know, 5 dogs die from consuming cannabis. And that was my first thought. Were these chocolate brownies?
Mm-hmm.
And is the cannabis getting the blame for the damage the chocolate caused? Because it's not appropriate to give dogs chocolate. They don't metabolize it the way we do.
It's like poison to them.
Yeah, and so that was something, a concern I had, because I know that there have been studies where they have repeatedly dosed dogs very heavily with cannabis, and basically what happens is they can't walk. Their back legs give out, and they kind of lie there with a goofy grin and panting, and then they recover. So, but, you know, you can use cannabis medicinally for dogs who are suffering like that. I've done
it. Fatal condition.
Yeah, I've done it. I did it with I had a dog who was very ill, and she was suffering and could not lie down easily, and I would vaporize her a little bit, and I would just see her go from sitting up in pain to go, and relax. And you know, you might find if you can get some CBD cannabis, that's dominant CBD, which is not psychoactive, that you could put it in the dog's food. And who knows, you might slow down this degenerative condition, because that's what cannabinoids seem to do. They are like health regulators in our body. They tend to interfere with degenerative signaling throughout our body. We have these networks that signal chemical reactions that maintain and facilitate our life. And cannabinoids, the ones we make in our own body, their job is to optimize those reactions, to tamp down the production of pro-cancer chemicals and to amp up the production of anti-cancer chemicals. And the same thing with inflammation and oxidation and immune response. They are like the great biological adjusters of our systems.
Mm-hmm. I really feel strongly, too, that it was a small amounts. I mean, he is a Lhasa Apso, right? And nobody, well, I this is a difficult issue to talk about as a reporter, as a journalist, live on the air, because I'm kind of worried about anything that I might say.
You want the Humane Society to kick in your door.
Well, I don't know what could happen. And that's part of what fascinates me about this whole issue, this whole movement to legalize marijuana. It's like, who has the courage to even stand up and start talking about it. But I will say that I talked with my vet about the, like I said, small amounts of marijuana. And now the dog has had it a couple different ways. And I feel as though the smoke in the ears seems to help him the most. But I talked with the vet about it openly, even though I was really worried. I mean, is she going to call the humane? Whatever. And she's really interested. She wants to hear more, because this dog should be dead. My dog should be dead. He's had this condition now, I want to say 6 months, longer than that. And the vet basically said, you know, you should consider euthanizing him after about 30 days. But he's not in pain. I don't know how to explain it.
I would just say, in my opinion, I'd give him a little every night.
Well, maybe.
Because it could be attenuating this whole degenerative process, the breakdown and the depositing of the calcium that fuses.
It could very well be. So, Clint, it is time for us to go once again to the Palace of Pledge. And while my friends Joe and Abe talk about how people can get a copy of Clint Werner's book, Marijuana Gateway to Health, I'm going to go in the Palace of Pledge and make a contribution too. So I'll be back in 6 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
she's
goody.
Coming back here.
Oh, goody, goody, goody. Are we on the air? Yes, we are. Hey, look, folks, it is important that you recognize that KBOO is the only station willing to discuss the possibility of medical marijuana really working in a lot of ways that you've never even thought of. We do that. We do that with almost any topic you can think of. We deal with the issues of gay and lesbian rights. We deal with the issues of imperialism throughout the world. We deal with the difficult. We deal with the hard. We take it on and we discuss it rationally and reasonably. And nobody else, and I can say this safely, nobody else on the air is doing what KBOO does. And in addition, we give you the best music programming in the world. So
we should also mention that this is quite a feminist outpost here, too. Feminism is a regular topic here on AM News and Public Affairs.
That's true. And we need your help now. We ask you this 1, 2, 3, 4 times a year, and it's not that much. And, you know, it's really important that you contribute. So how do we do that? You give us money by calling 1-877-500-5266. That's 1-877-500-5266. $60 minimum pledge. I mean, if you can't afford that, we'll take any amount, but that's the idea.
But wait.
What? Wait.
For a $60 minimum pledge, you get a copy of the book.
The book.
Marijuana,
I forgot about
Gateway
the book.
To Health.
Marijuana, Rationalization for Health. What?
No, no, that's not what it's called. Oh, but no. There's more. There's for $120 more. Minimum donation, we'll give you a Democracy Now! T-shirt. Show your journalistic street cred as you wander the streets of Portland. Also for $120 minimum donation, this, I should mention, this is not an and thing. This is an or thing. You can get the T-shirt or you can get a 4 GB audio flash drive with wonderful talks by a whole bunch of very smart, smart people.
Yeah, and the book is pretty. I'm going to get the book because it's pretty interesting.
It is.
Yeah, it really is. 1-877-500-5266. 1-877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
Because there ain't no corporate money coming our way.
There ain't no corporate money.
There ain't no government money coming our way.
There ain't no corporate money here. And we want to thank Brad in Lebanon for a wonderful gift to our station.
Thank you, Brad. Thanks you for all of you out there who become members today or during this spring pledge drive. But I've got to tell you something. We need you more. We need more of you.
Well, we do. We depend absolutely and positively and exclusively upon your generosity.
Your generosity, your appreciation for this radio station that so enriches your life. These things ain't free.
No, they can't be free.
You don't have to suffer through commercials all the time, and for that we're thankful.
Well, now we have a huge volunteer staff, which includes me, apparently.
And me.
And him.
But the price of community radio is this, the membership drive. We depend on you to make the station go. So unless you pick up the phone, 877-500-5266, it's all on you. Wait, unless you pick up the phone, we will perish.
What is that number again?
877-500-5266.
Or KBOO.FM.
Really?
Really.
We can't make this any more plain. Without your support,
simple.
There is no cable.
No, and in fact, you know the value of this station or you wouldn't be listening to it.
You know, that's right.
That's
of
true.
All the places you could direct your attention this morning, you're listening to KBOO. That says something to me. That says that it's worth your time, and it's worth a little bit of your money,
you could,
too.
You could, I suppose, watch the ladies on TV that are talking about fashions.
Yeah, something. See, but why would you do that?
I don't know why you do that.
It's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. 1-877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM.
Give us a call right now. Become a member of the best community radio station in the known universe. I make that claim with full confidence.
I would even say in the unknown universe. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Really? You going to prove us wrong?
Yeah,
no.
Really.
877-500-5266 is the number to call. If you're on the internet, www.kboo.fm, take a look at that beautiful website. You know what? That website looks just like the front of the KBOO Towers building.
Isn't that strange?
Here at 20 Southeast 8th
Avenue. The KBOO Towers building, which is so tall, it's a full story high.
It is a full story high.
You're such mockers. You're mocking the KBOO building now.
The sacred KBOO building.
I want to put this out to people. I mean, we need more people to call. We have not met our goal, and I just went and made a contribution. And I really need people to come and pick up the phone, 877-500-5266. Because like Abe said a little while ago, when you join KBOO, you get a card in the mail. You're a card-carrying member of KBOO. That card gives you discounts at businesses all over the Cascadia bioregion. Licensed massage therapists, people who will help you fix your house, music stores, the bagel shop on 42nd and Northeast Fremont, coffee shops all over the place. And when you pull that card out, like Abe said, the people behind the counter get excited and they start chattering about the show they like best.
And other people in line get envious.
If the thing pencils out, I'm putting this to you. You give us a call, 1-877-500-5266. We give you a gift right away. I got the KBOO those people T-shirt, the one that's got the crazy stuff on the back of it,
yeah,
the
one.
Sane stuff on the back of it. And then you get the card in the mail. You get discounts for the whole coming year. Actually, you get discounts for as long as your card is good, as long as you are a member. So that doesn't evaporate. I want to thank you guys, Joe and Abe. We're going to go back to the show, finish the show out. But people, we really need you to call, and we need you to come to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Make a contribution in person. I see that there's some quiche left over from the restaurant that provided breakfast, but we really need people to step up and call. And Clint Werner, we have Clint Werner on the phone. He is the author of Marijuana, Gateway to Health. Clint, we've got 4 minutes left. I want to ask you, we had already brought this up. This is the KBOO membership drive. This is alternative media. You are a journalist. You put out this book, this radical freaking book, Clint. Hello. Yeah. What is the role of alternative media in getting people to understand the potential for cannabis to be a kind of medicine?
Well, the mainstream media is failing at it. The mainstream media is the lapdog for the prohibition industry. It's really quite amazing to me that these very large population studies come out and show that people who use cannabis have lower rates of cancer, head and neck cancer, lung cancer. These studies are barely reported, and if they are, they're dismissed with some sort of aside, oh, I guess Cheech and Chong ought to be okay then, and they're never put into context. But let a press release come out for a really bad study that shows horrors with marijuana, cannabis, and the mainstream media trumpets it. They take it, that testicular cancer study, which was a joke. I mean, you'd have to be nuts to believe that. But, you know, they trumpet these, and so we have to rely on alternative media to do the work that the corporate lapdogs are not doing. In not certainly not just with cannabis, but with war and the environment and this whole dominator culture.
Clint, I believe we've got 2 minutes left. I want to ask you, what is the single most important thing you want people to take from your book, Marijuana, Gateway to Health, How Cannabis Protects Us from Cancer and Alzheimer's Disease? What's the most important information in this book?
Well, there are two things I'd like to say. You can improve your health and protect your health by using some form of cannabis, and you don't necessarily have to get high to do it. And this is your right as a human being. Certainly as a liberty-loving American, you should be able to do this, improve your health and enjoy yourself without government interference. The other thing, point I'd like to make is that the opposition has almost no legs to stand on, but they're hoping to use the fear that marijuana causes mental illness in teenagers as the last cudgel to knock us back into the prohibition era with. And that's just not going to work, because when we look at the incidence of schizophrenia and psychosis in the United States and worldwide, it's been at 1% of the population consistently. Before cannabis became popular, during the Dean Martin alcohol period, and then after the Bob Marley marijuana renaissance, there's no increase in schizophrenia that parallels the rapid rise in marijuana use. And as I cited earlier, there's evidence that shows psychotic, schizophrenic people do better using marijuana. So I want the parents to know that this is not true. And the best thing parents can do to keep their kids off marijuana, and I don't think teens should use marijuana, let me be really clear about that. It can stunt their development. But you need to be a part of their life every day and be involved with them. That's what keeps kids off marijuana.
That's it for our show. Thanks to our guest, Clint Werner. You rock, Clint.
Thank you. Marijuana Gateway to Health.
MarijuanaGatewayToHealth.com. Links to their work on our website right now. Special thanks to engineer Steve Nasser and Sky the Studio Dog. This show will be podcast on KBOO.FM by the end of today. Grab that link and share it with your friends and family. I'm Lisa Loving. Follow me on Twitter for more news and information about the topics we discuss on this show. Theme music by the March 4th Marching Band. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for Political Perspectives.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, 91.9 FM Hood River and the Gorge, 100.7 FM Corvallis and Albany. The time is 9 o'clock straight up. Coming up next on Political Perspectives, your host, Michelle Schroeder-Fletcher, interviews Helene Olin about her new book, Pound Foolish, Exposing the Dark Side of the Personal Finance. At 10 o'clock here, Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15 on Flashpoints, an update on the case of military whistleblower Bradley Manning, and a look at the real U.S. role in Syria. And at 11 on The Recovery Zone, host Stephanie Potter explores what it is to be human or wild with Miles Olson, author of Unlearn, Rewild, Earth Skills, Ideas, and Inspiration for the Future Primitive.
How does the relentless passing of time shape our decisions? Do life cycles consume or empower us?
Explore these questions through rhythm, dance, and voice at the premiere showing of Insatiable, featuring the Portland Taiko Ensemble.
Performances take place Friday, March 29th, and Saturday, March 30th, in the Lincoln Performance Hall at Portland State University.
Again, that's Insatiable, a contemporary performance of Japanese folk art created by director Michelle Fuji, featuring the Portland Taiko Ensemble.
More information can be found at kbu.fm/insatiable2013.
Tune in Saturday, April the 6th, 9 a.m. to noon, for Music from the Truvine American Roots Special, featuring live performances by legendary country singer Skip Gorman, the Rocky Butte Wranglers, the Hackison Family Bluegrass Band, and yes, bluegrass chart toppers, the Steep Canyon Rangers. This membership drive special will be broadcast live from the Hollywood Bowl at 4030 Northeast Halsey. Doors open at 9 a.m., and all are welcome. Please join us Saturday, April the 6th, live or on air, for this Music from the Truvine special.
It's been so long and I'm thinking of you, so just say the words and I'll be your man.
And now your host, Michelle Schroeder. Excuse me, Michelle Schroeder Fletcher with Helene Olin.
We at KBOO have always been covering the economic climate and conditions that affect our listeners. Some of you tuned in Friday for our special Saving Main Street from Wall Street. Well, today, to continue on that theme, we will be speaking with author Helene Olin, who examines a more personal part of the financial industry that touch all of us but is often not written about. Her new book, Pound Foolish, Exposing the Dark Side of Personal Finance Industry, does just what it claims in an engaging, thoughtful way. Welcome to KBOO, Helene.
Hi there.
Thanks, and thanks for your time, too. This is really important. You spent several years as a personal finance writer and editor. You wrote and edited for the popular Money Makeover series in the LA Times, and are now a freelance writer and journalist with work in the New York Times, the Washington Post, Slate, Forbes, Business Week, and more. So this is an industry that you're deeply familiar with and have written about for quite some time. So tell us how you got into this industry and what drew you to it.
What drew me to it was that I was sitting in my house in Los Angeles one day, and my phone rang, and it was an editor at a local paper who said, "Do you know anything about personal finance? We need somebody to write the Money Makeover column over Christmas." And this is what I knew about personal finance at the time, was that it paid a heck of a lot more money than other freelance writing. So, of course, I said yes, thinking I would take this one assignment. I would make a total muff of it. They would pay me. There would be an angry phone call. I'd get my check, and we'd all go on our ways. So I run out the door, buy a copy of Personal Finance for Dummies, which is still in print, by the way, and go about doing the interviews for this assignment, literally writing down terms as the financial planner assigned to the case is saying them so that I can go look them up later in the evening. And just trying to sound like I know what I'm doing in the meantime. To sort of give myself something to write about, I